Wildlife and the wild woman are both endangered species. Over time, we have seen the feminine instinctive nature looted, driven back, and overbuilt. For long periods, it has been mismanaged like the wildlife and the wildlands. For several thousand years, as soon as we turn our backs, it's relegated to the poorest land in the psyche. Throughout history, the spiritual lands of the wild woman have been plundered or burnt, dens bulldozed, and natural cycles forced into unnatural rhythms to please others. It is not by accident that the pristine wilderness of our planet disappears as the understanding of our own inner wild nature fades. It's not so difficult to comprehend why old forests and old women are viewed as not very important resources. It's not such a mystery. It's not so coincidental that wolves and coyotes, bears and wildish women have similar reputations. They all share related instinctual archetypes. I can't, Marty. It wouldn't be right. Every time he asked her why it wasn't right, her face reddened. On the sixth and final why, she replied, "Because there's someone else!" It stung him even now. 30 years on, and the humiliation still felt like a slap round the face. He had never ventured into love again for fear of the same. There had been another chance for Marty. She came in the shapely form of Edie St. Martin, blonde, socially skilled, and, when she could be bothered, a superb wit. But he wasn't willing. He was waiting to be brave enough, and that can take forever. You have to trick the mind into believing that it's ready. The heart will take care of itself. Don't go thinking you have any control at all over that little bundle of pulmonary joy.